New ways of communicating the effects of climate change are needed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Stephanie Furman, professor of environmental science at Barnard College, explores whether making a game of it will help spread the information.
When people think about climate change, they often picture a polar bear on a melting ice floe. And while it's true that these animals are threatened by rising temperatures, they aren't alone. Many other species depend on sea ice for survival, including ring seals and walrus. Arctic indigenous communities also use sea ice as a hunting platform to support their subsistence livelihoods. So the question is, how can scientists help people better understand climate change impacts and what they can do to take action? More effective ways of communicating are needed, including innovative approaches like games. Take, for example, a card game that helps people understand how Arctic species adapt and highlights what players can do to help protect the ecosystem. In this game of strategy and survival, called EcoChains Arctic Crisis, players build a food web, learn about the importance of sea ice, see the impact of future changes, and take actions to sustain a healthy Arctic. But did the game advance understanding? To find out, we surveyed people who played the game and others who read an article on the same topic. A month afterwards, surveys showed that those who played the game retained more new information than those who read the article, and they had an enhanced sense of empowerment. They were also more likely to recommend the game to friends. Overall, the game was seen as more interesting, fun, and engrossing than the article. People are more likely to make informed decisions on climate change if they understand our legacy of social, economic, and environmental consequences, and if they talk with others about this important issue. As this research shows, games are one way to help make that happen.
That was Stephanie Furman of Barnard College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.